Hey, welcome to the Real Short Box. I'm Jared.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Donald.
And today our sultry, sweet voices are going to go to a topic that we've discussed before and we may discuss again. We'll see. If you like them, let us know. This is called The Dream Team.
Dream Team.
What the Dream Team is we pick a...
He's still going.
Oh, no, it's beautiful. I was going to be my background music.
Oh, okay. We can harmonize.
Dream.
So what it was going to be... Now I feel like I'm doing like the Wonder Years or something like that. And at that moment, I knew Winnie was my girlfriend. And then I murdered her.
Whoa, got dark real fast.
Yes, it did.
I don't know what you got going on in your closet, sir.
No, that was just how I watched the
skeletons, apparently. Yeah. But lots of skeletons.
Dead kids.
Hookers.
Well, what we do is we pick a well-known team such as the X-Men, the New Mutants, the
Defenders.
The Defenders. Let's get DC here. The Teen Titans. The Justice Society. Perfect. And we pick...
Rebels.
We pick our top seven members of who, individually, Kevin, Donald, and myself, would pick for our dream team. And that could be power-based. That could be, hey, I'd love to read that team. That could be personalities. It's across the board. And today, we chose... The Justice League of America.
Booyah.
So each of us is going to tell who our dream team is of our seven members. And I think we discuss, we have an alternate if we have one. Just throw that in there. We're just going to briefly say, hey, this is my team. This is who's on it and why. And it's fun. We enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it, then you can just turn off the pod.
Whoa, no.
I'm sorry.
Keep that podcast on. Just get angry.
What he meant to say was just let us know in the comments section and tell us you're a dream team.
Hey, there we go. That sounds good.
Or even better, a nightmare team.
I'm working on my positivity, you guys. I'm sorry.
It's going to be okay.
Okay. Yeah.
A flat tire.
Gratitude list. I'm grateful for whoever's listening to this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
Who's going to start? I think Kevin just held up the sign for number one, or this guy.
He's got to take a number one. Yeah.
He's going to piss, and then he's going to tell us his dream team.
All right. He's going to do both at the same time.
Kevin, tell us your Justice League of America dream team.
Yes, my Justice League American dream team.
Nice. It's the American Justice League dream team.
Yes, but this is like the... Galactic wing of the Justice American team. It comprises of, first, the leader, John Stewart, Green Lantern.
Nice.
Mm.
You know, he's an architect. He's a very refined man.
Refined gentleman.
I like that they mentioned that he would use his architectural know-how in his Green Lantern skills.
Yes, and he will build a fine facility, a fine headquarters to house this team.
And he'll murder Mogo, too, in his spare time, apparently.
Aww,
now, have mercy.
John.
Have mercy.
He did do that.
Yes, he did. But you know what?
That son of a bitch.
And some might argue John Stewart has become one of the most popular Green Lanterns because of the animated
show. Animated show. That is true.
Yep.
It's funny you mention it. The animated show, he's popular, but in the comic books, not so much.
But some kids are even, I guess they're older now, grew up with John Stewart as their Green Lantern.
That's true.
So when people are, the quote unquote purists go like, no, it's Hal Jordan. They're like, that's not who I know. I know John Stewart.
That's a way to do it. Yeah. Well, you just create
it's
another
generational.
Lantern.
Yeah. It's a generational thing. I guess if you're over 30, you prefer, you know, Hal or Kyle. Or what's the other fellow's
name? Guy Gardner.
Thank you, Guy Gardner. I can forget.
How could you forget?
The red hair, you can't. That angry.
The bowl cut.
You can't forget that.
Yeah. Warriors restaurant and bar.
But yes. I think, we're all in our mid-30s, and I would like to think, because we grew up with Hal, and then we really grew up with Kyle.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
But we also are huge fans. We also did grow up watching the Justice League and the Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah.
And therefore, I think we're all...
Like John, too.
Yeah, John.
Nah, I don't really.
No?
Not that much.
Fuck John.
I'm going to be honest.
Really?
He's okay. Yeah, he's okay. Yeah, he just always kind of bored me.
Really?
Well, because maybe
in the cartoon, especially because he was like more military.
That's right.
Well, that's his background.
Military.
Well, that's his background.
Yeah, I know, but F that. You know what I mean? Like, I want fun guys when I watch it. I want fun guys. Speaking of fun guys, how about Guy Gardner? He would have been a fun guy to animate. I don't think they've done that. Have they done that?
I don't think so.
They did I just watched Young Justice, the first and second season. They have him in it, but he's like super background.
Ah.
Yeah, they don't, and they definitely don't accentuate his personality.
Yeah, he does. John Stewart was just not my dude. Man.
I did like him. I agree with you on the, yeah, he was a little too stern, but he was pretty funny when he hosted The Daily Show.
Yes.
You guys get that? Because the guy's name is John Stewart, too.
Yep.
All right, go on with your team. I'm so sorry.
Well, speaking of fun characters, my next guy is Deadman. You know Deadman's a fun guy to be around.
Boston Brand.
Yeah.
Now, on my team, he is used for clandestine special ops missions, you know.
Smart.
You know, he can just slide in, and if he needs to get certain information, take over a body, possess someone, and
that's what he does.
Obtain the info that's needed for the. What's wrong with you, man?
Nothing. I got excited.
I think Donald is insinuating he sleeps with their wives as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't want to mention any names. But,
My goodness. But Deadman's a fun character. I mean, you can't go wrong. You know, he was in a circus, had a tragedy.
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead.
Can't go wrong.
But, you know, his new life, being able to possess, you know, beings when necessary, except for those who have very strong minds like a Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a fun guy to have around on your team.
I wonder if him and Robin number one, Dick Grayson, just kind of shoot the shit about bad times at the circus.
Oh, the Graysons and the Brands or something like that?
Yeah, sure. In fact, in the Injustice comic, when Deadman literally died, he gave, like, his powers kind of transferred over to Nightwing.
Really?
When Dick Grayson died in that comic. Spoilers, sorry guys. But when Nightwing died in it, then he became the new Deadman, which was kind of cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It was like you have to have a background in the circus in order to have those powers, apparently, when you die.
It was just like, man, you died in the circus. My parents died in the circus. That's why circuses are terrible. All right. Who do you got next?
All right. Cyborg is the brains of the team, I believe. You know, somebody could probably kind of be like a strategist, someone who has access to all kinds of knowledge for obvious reasons.
And a great porn name. Vic Stone.
Yeah, if you didn't know better. That's true. Vic Stone. If you didn't know better about comics, you would think that was like an adult star name.
Stone Hard.
Let's see. Who else I got? I got my man Martian Manhunter, John Jones, as my muscle.
Yes, you do.
He's also, isn't he, he's been, maybe except that they might have changed it. He's kind of like, if you're a wrestling fan, how The Undertaker always won at WrestleMania. He was always in a Justice League team, right?
That's true.
Even
no.
Almost.
Yeah. Well, The Undertaker lost once.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
So,
didn't The Undertaker, wasn't he in that Suburban Commando movie?
No, that was Hulk Hogan.
That was Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but
was he in it too?
Yeah, I think he was one of the bad guys that was after Hogan.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm gonna have to, you know, I stopped with Hogan at No Holds Barred.
You shouldn't have, because that was like the worst of them besides the Three Ninjas, like something mountain or something.
And what was the one where he was terrible. The nanny?
Oh, that's bad too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which one you prefer, No Holds Barred or Over the Top?
Oh my god.
Yeah, is that even a...
There's no argument there. It's Over the Top. Yeah. Anybody that says otherwise is a fool.
Yeah.
A fool. A damn
even
fool.
Even if they're a tried and true Hulkamaniac, they'd be
Yeah, honest. And I was. Yeah. I had the workout poster on the wall.
Yeah.
And I had like the hand grip things and the bell weights, the blue weights, and the bandana I would put on. And I'd play the cassette tape and he'd be like, "All right, Hulkamaniacs."
And your mom's like, "Stop ripping your shirts."
God damn it. There was a phase, you know, and they were used as rags later.
came in handy. You know, oh my god, I'm on fire.
Oh boy. You know, a friend of ours, Gus, would be upset at you saying that.
What? That movie's not very good?
Yes.
I don't see why he would be.
I think even Hulk Hogan fans know that most of his movies are shit.
Dude, I'm not kidding. I was a huge, like, there was two men in my life when I was younger that were, like, inspirational for me.
Piper?
Right. Hot Rod Rowdy Roddy Piper and Hulk Hogan. Those are my two boys.
So I was gonna say, what about Ric Flair?
No.
Ric Flair, he was a late in life thing for me.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you're in Malibu, Los Angeles. Or, you know, Hoboken, New Jersey. Go on.
Okay. Raven, I have on my team.
Nice.
She's like the transporter, teleporter. Mm-hmm. She can handle, you know, transportation issues.
You know, we put Raven in this little series I have. It's called Blue Beetle.
Tech Court Returns, if I recall.
Yeah.
I believe she's in season two and season three.
You can find it on rumblespoon.com or YouTube. But yeah, she was in season three. And
played by a fine actress.
Season four, I think, as well.
Played by a fine actress.
Jennifer Aaliyah Lawrence? Ray Lynn,
yeah. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say the name again.
Aaliyah Ray Lynn.
Okay.
She does a very good job. So, Aaliyah, if you're listening, which I doubt you are, you do a very good job.
God bless you and your family.
Yes. All right. Now I have another person, Starfire. Starfire is my interpreter, translator, and also a part-time brawler, because she can get down and dirty if she needs to.
Yep, she makes out with people.
Yes, and
to
learn things.
It's cool.
What was the planet she was from?
Was it Tamara? I can't say it right.
Sexatonia.
Tamaran.
I can't say it right.
That's a drink, I think.
Tamaran on the beach, I think it's called.
Yeah, that's it.
She's also like all energy-based. She's crazy powerful,
Yeah,
right?
She's cool.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome. And then my seventh and final member is my wild card. My man, Mitch Shelley, Resurrection.
Nice. That is a wild card to have.
And if you're going, he was never a member. When the first series of Resurrection Man came out, they did that one issue, like 1 million gimmick. It was like 1 million years in the future.
Mm-hmm.
He was a member of the Justice League.
Because guess what?
Yeah.
He's immortal.
Yeah.
And he'll still be around.
Yep.
Even after you're gone, he'll still be around.
And he even had, if I recall, because I was a big fan of the series, he had like a wristband that would like, he'd press it, it would kill him.
Yeah.
And then instantly he would be revived.
It was really cool. Like, he perfected it.
Yeah, he perfected the resurrection process.
Right. He would just kill himself.
He even had a cape. He was like, I'm an official superhero now, guys. It took me a million years to perfect it. Like,
that was a cool issue. That was it's a phenomenal run, guys. You can still find it in 50 cent or dollar bins all over the United States.
Who wrote it, by the way?
Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning.
Oh,
yeah, DNA.
Who later became the force of all the cosmic annihilation wave.
By the way, if I may do a plug in on their behalf, Thanos Imperative was pretty cool.
All their stuff. They're just a great team.
We wouldn't have had Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy if it wasn't for them.
Totally.
Absolutely.
We would not have.
I hope they got a cut of that.
They should get a cut of those checks.
They should have. Yeah, absolutely.
And your alternate?
My alternate would be another one of my personal favorites, Dr. Alec Holland, Mr. Swamp Thing.
Nice.
Swamp Thing's a good one.
Swamp Thing's always good too. You know, you could take him on a galactic trip. You know, you're on a crazy environment. He can do his damage there if necessary.
Talk to alien plants.
My team leader is somebody who I don't think has ever been a team leader, but I think she would be great.
Mm.
Black Canary.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's an interesting
good
pick.
Call.
Interesting pick.
She's always got a level head. She's probably, I would say, in DC, the top 20 fighters.
Always a level head, though. She did date Green Arrow.
But she's the level head of the relationship.
That's true.
She's the one who's like...
Somebody that's that level headed would know to stay away from that man.
Yeah, but you know, opposites attract and all that stuff. And the mustache.
You have something against Mr. Queen?
Was a stash.
You have something against Mr.
Just
Queen?
Just the show right now. I just finished season 4.
Oh, Arrow. Well, season 4 is the worst season, period.
Oh, is it bad? It smells. If you disagree, I can smell it.
Yeah. If you disagree, you're wrong. Because season 4 is god-awful.
It's not
This
good.
Season has been...
There's
has
a Constantine fun. Episode.
Is it worse than season 2 of Heroes?
That was good. That was it.
Right. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's worse than a lot of things. The Damon Dark character, who... The actor's a good actor. I've seen him in many things. He's a character actor. He's very good. He's... And maybe it's the writing. It's so just... bland and just it sucks. It's
he
just
was not like, the right choice.
No,
or they just gave him the wrong material.
And he's just in like his like two tight suits, and he walks, and he's like, "I'm magic, and I'm confident, and that's all I do, and I've got very blonde hair."
I'll just hold my hand out multiple times.
I'll hold my hand out multiple times and stop things because I am magic.
Yeah.
All right. So Black Canary is my leader. She's a skilled fighter. She's got her awesome sonic scream. She, to me, is just she's got her shit together. She's been through hell, and she's come out of it. Next up, I have the boy who has the power of gods, Captain Marvel.
Nice. Oh my goodness.
Shazam. I mean, he's just got great morals. He's a good kid.
He's Billy Batson. Yeah. Of course he has great morals.
And he's got the power of seven Greek gods. how can you go wrong with that?
You can't.
No, he's awesome. I'm a huge Captain Marvel fan. I've always been. I'm obviously a huge Black Adam fan. And Captain Marvel to me is just, he wants to do good and he can punch out Superman. And he has. Captain Marvel, read the, it wasn't Rock of Ages, but it was another one of the stories of, I think Grant Morrison was writing it when that JLA run. He punches out Superman because Superman is susceptible to magic.
That's right.
And also he's super strong. And I remember somebody says, like, not many people can do that. And he's like, I know. And I didn't want to do it, but I had to because it was for some, you know, in parlance to the story. But Captain Marvel can punch out Superman. So I want him on my team. Next up is the man with the coolest helmet in the world.
Here we go.
DC Comics Sorcerer Supreme, their Sorcerer Supreme, Dr. Fate.
Yes.
You have an endless amount of magic powers. And who doesn't like magic? And that's why also, I should have prefaced this. My team is called, and you'll get this too, the New Gods, New Genesis, Magic, Super Hot, Fuck Action to the Max team.
Now, how could you fit that on the cover?
Oh, it's going to be there. And that's
my abbreviated.
Yeah. That's also my nod to Boogie Nights, because I love that movie. But they're awesome. So Dr. Fate, he's pure magic. He's awesome. He's got magic covered. And just to throw a little icing on the cake with the magic, Zatanna.
Oh, I love Zatanna.
Yeah. Zatanna's awesome. Another one. This team to me is just fun because they all have like really cool, maybe except from Dr. Fate, he's a serious dude, but they all have like fun personalities. So I'd like to see, you know, their powers interact. I also like to see, it's not Justice League Dark, it's almost like Justice League Light with the magic aspect. Mm-hmm. And Zatanna is super powerful, she's fun, and she's a great team player.
And yeah, she's very pretty.
And she's very pretty.
She ain't hard on the eyes.
Love the cosplay of Zatanna, which I've been seeing a lot of at the cons.
Good for you, cosplayers.
And next up, I have Plastic Man.
Ooh.
Not only do you get comic relief, you get, awesome goggles. You get a super uber, if you've listened to our SmackDown on him. Plastic Man is no joke in the powers department.
This has to be your muscle guy, right?
He takes on Mr. Fantastic and wins.
Yeah. He takes on Mr. Fantastic and elongated.
And wins.
And wins. He is, as far as stretchy guys go, he is the stretchiest. He is Stretch Armstrong to the max. Hot fuck action to the max, Jack. Plastic Man is the shit. I love Plastic Man. He's my muscle next to Captain Marvel, if you look at it.
That's true.
And then to round out my last two is a couple. Ooh. A very powerful couple. Mr. Miracle and Big Barda.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Fire and Ice.
No. Although, it's funny you mention that, because my team, I was looking at it, is almost identical to the Keith Giffen original team. Because that team was so diverse and cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, they switched it up pretty quick, but I mean, it was a cool team. But Mr. Miracle is the premier escape artist in the DC universe, even more so than Batman. So what happens when teams get into battles and fights and stuff like that, they get caught in something, this guy can escape from anything. He escaped from
Chlamydia.
Yeah.
From
before Big Barda, he met this girl who got around. And
he met a woman that wasn't clean.
Yeah. I think it was Stompa or Lashina. And she gave him stuff. And
Granny Goodness.
It was Granny Goodness, and he escaped from her. But Mr. Miracle also has access to New Genesis tech, mother boxes for teleportation to or transportation to other places. And one of the coolest costumes in the world. I love Mr. Miracle's costume.
It's really cool.
I've yet to see anyone cosplay as Mr. Miracle.
That's true. That would be. And also a great couple one. We did see at the last con we were at, we saw a Hawkman and Hawkwoman.
Yes, we did.
That's a great couple one. But I would love to see a Mr. Miracle and Big Barda.
Oh, by the way, I created this web series called The Blue Beetle Took Court Returns.
Interesting.
Yeah, Big Barda does eventually make an appearance.
Really?
Albeit in a comic panel form.
Oh, okay. I was like, did you get a really tall lady?
Well, I did, actually.
Oh, really?
One of the characters that's in it throughout the whole thing, you eventually find out that there's something that she was hiding.
Okay.
And, so it's pretty cool.
So check out The Blue Beetle Ted Cord Returns.
Shameless plugs.
Plug it in. And Big Barda, speaking of Big Barda, is on the strength level, actually, she could be more muscle.
That's true.
She's on muscle. The strength level of Wonder Woman and Superman.
Definitely.
Like, she's, like, right up there.
Yep.
And what's more important to fight for than love? So, Mr. Miracle and Big Barda, well, yeah, but You Can't Buy Me Love. It was a Beatles song, but it was more importantly, it was an 80s film.
Oh, yeah.
With Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, yes.
And we should all see it.
I watched that for the first time last year.
Really?
Yep.
It's a good one.
I did enjoy it.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I think that would hold up. So, yeah, Big Barda and Miracle Man fighting for love, and she can just kick ass. Like, that's what I love about the relationship. He's got the kind of, like, kooky thing. He's an escape artist, and she's just the badass. And defiant. She went against the female Furies and Granny Goodness, the one who gave, you know, Mr. Miracle that chlamydia. And, but no, she's great. And then I was going to say, if I had an alternate, it was going to be Entragon the Demon.
Ooh.
Nice.
Because he was on, the Batman had this one team that he created with all these kind of crazy characters, and Entragon was on it. And I love me some Demon.
Yeah.
So that is my team. Super magic, new Genesis, hot fuck action to the max. And if that's not what I said to begin with, it's the new name now, and it's on the cover, and it'll be there, and you'll see it in your shop soon.
Yep. Constantly changing the name.
I don't even know what... We don't know how to do the poll list, because you keep changing the title.
This is very confusing. It was canceled after one issue.
And parents complained a lot.
A lot.
So, Donald, what's the name of your weird team?
Oh, well, mine... Very simply put, mine is called Sweet Justice.
Sweet Justice, I love it.
Yep. The leader of Sweet Justice is the brains of the operation, Ted Kord, a.k.a. The Blue Beetle. Some of you might know I created a web series.
This is called The Plug Episode.
Yeah. Anyway, Ted Kord is a genius-level inventor and a gifted athlete, a student of Dan Garrett, the original Blue Beetle.
Not to be mistaken with... Me, Jarrett.
Right. Right. Dan Jarrett. Or Dan Garrett. We'll go with Garrett.
Okay.
His powers, he's an excellent athlete, of course, an acrobat, hand-to-hand combat. He possesses advanced weapons and equipment, and is a highly skilled spy. In fact, he's such a smart man. He's, some would say, second only to Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that definitely. So if Batman, most of the time, leads teams, why can't Ted Kord. It's his time to shine, damn it.
What were some of his weapons, too? He had, like, a cool, like, a cable gun or something.
Yeah,
like
it was like an air blast gun.
Air blast gun, yeah, that's right.
Like, knock you back. And
also, he's a rich man, dude. Kord Industries has a lot of money.
He's a billionaire. He's got a lot of money.
Now, which, speaking of Arrow, they keep teasing that in Arrow. They'll have, like, Kord Industry, like, cases in the background.
Yeah, there's always something with Kord. They break into Kord Industries or whatever.
Now, Don, some people in the audience may be confused. They might be asking, well, how come you're not using Jaime Reyes as the leader of this team?
I said the brains of the team as well.
Yes.
So that should clarify things.
It should, but you know, but some people who, you know...
But high school student or not, you're not the brains of a team. You're not able to hold a team together quite as well as a man in his late 30s, early 40s that has been battle-hardened and knows his shit.
Or as we like to say on this podcast, chess versus checkers.
Chess versus checkers.
Indeed. There we go. So moving on. I'm going to go to the strategist of the team, Mr. Black Lightning.
Wow.
Wow. That's okay. Yeah.
One-time principal and former Olympian Jefferson Pierce took his powers to the street to fight crime. His powers, he has electricity generation and manipulation, limited flight, force field generation, and he's a skilled martial artist.
Well, that helps.
Yep. He knows his way around. He's a good strategist. He's had to fight many and many bad guys.
The 100.
And many street-level thugs, so... In order to do that, you have to have some strategy in order to clean up a city or a town. I think Black Lightning's the perfect choice for that
That's great. And I vividly remember a cover. I think it was in the 70s, actually. It was more around his origin. It's a Justice League cover. And he's like, I'm not going to join you, Jive. It's like the total black exploitation period. And he's like, I'm not going to join you, Jive turkeys. And Superman's like, come on.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
My next choice would be the... Spy, Metamorpho.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Spy of the group.
So you got your spy. I like that.
I do.
Spy. That guy is power level.
Yes,
yeah.
He's a powerhouse. It's Rex Mason. He's an adventurer. This is great, guys. I did not know this, but he's an adventurer who was hired by Simon Stagg to find an Egyptian artifact. He then gets double-crossed by Stagg when Stagg finds out that Rex is dating his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like it. He's like, no, no, no. So they're in an Egyptian pyramid, and Rex is knocked out by Simon's bodyguard. His name is Java.
Java, that's right.
Right, and is eventually exposed to a radioactive meteorite from which the Orb of Ra was fashioned.
Duh.
Yeah. So a tremendous flare-up of its radiation transforms Mason into Metamorpho, the Element Man.
And great, really great Justice League episode, or two-parter, that they kind of deal with the story of Metamorpho, his origin.
Oh, that's right.
With the daughter, Simon
Stagg. I forgot all about that.
And the cool thing is the art, it's almost like they kind of designed it to look like, if you look at the old Metamorpho comics, it looks a lot like it. Like, Simon Stagg is a very, he's very shockingly looking character. Like, mm-hmm. He's got crazy eyebrows and hair and all this stuff.
And we both, not too long ago, recently acquired his first appearance.
That's right. So,
that's a nice one.
One of my prized possessions.
It's not an easy one to find sometimes, so no. When you get it, you covet it. His powers, transmutation into a wide variety of elemental compounds. And he is also nigh invulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
This man's strong, guys. He can literally use the chemical elements in his body, and this has been done, to turn himself into a tank if he wished.
Mm-hmm.
He can become liquid. He can become mist. He can become plastic. He can become anything that an element can be, including combining to create new elements.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So, yes. Yeah. So Metamorpho is an extremely powerful character to use on any team.
And underused.
And very much underused. In fact, he's an underrated character that should also get his time in the spotlight.
Yeah, shape-shifting and transmutation. I mean, it's pretty,
I pay for that. Yeah.
Next is my muscle, Power Girl.
Nice.
Hey,
I figured,
that's the blonde girl in the white costume.
Right. You can't miss that costume.
No.
If you can't have Superman or you just don't want the Boy Scout, you go with Power Girl.
Yes.
She's the cousin of Superman, but from an alternative universe.
Earth 2.
Earth 3,
I think. She was basically supposed to be like Supergirl.
Right.
But they changed it around, and, she's from an alternate universe. So whatever. Her powers, these are great, guys. Superhuman strength, speed, endurance, agility, and hearing. She has a healing factor, freeze breath, telescopic and microscopic vision, heat vision,
mm-hmm.
X-ray vision, flight, and invulnerability.
Yeah, she's a super girl.
So,
yes, she is.
I have Ted Kord and Black Lightning planning everything out, and I have Metamorpho and Power Girl kicking ass.
It's a great team.
Yeah. That's and it doesn't stop there.
Oh boy, what else you got?
The supernatural powerhouse, Blue Devil.
Nice.
Now, this is a lot of fun. Daniel Patrick Cassidy, who is a special effects wizard and stuntman, he was hired to create and play the title character in a movie called Blue Devil.
Right.
So basically, he creates a suit and he gets inside of it. Two of his co-stars accidentally free a demon named Nebrios. Cassidy uses his Blue Devil costume, he gets inside of it, to drive the demon back, but not before he gets blasted with mystical energy, which grafts him to the suit,
right.
never being able to get out of it again.
Right.
Oh, man.
Thus making him the Blue Devil. Now, the Blue Devil, to me, was kind of like DC's version of Howard the Duck. He started out a very lighthearted and comic type of series. This was never meant to be taken too seriously, but later on, they decided to get a little dark with him. They brought in the demon Neron, who basically killed Cassidy. And then upon Cassidy's return to Earth, he finds out that he has now been brought back to Earth as an actual devil and no longer in a suit. So his powers go like this. He has superhuman strength, durability, superhuman vision and hearing, a healing factor. He uses the Trident of Lucifer.
Wow.
To find demons on Earth and banish them to hell. He's also a highly trained martial artist and acrobat because he was a special effects guy and a stuntman.
Nice.
So he's smart. He can put things together. He knows the supernatural realm, having been to hell literally and back. And he's extremely strong, has a healing factor. He's right up there with Power Girl as far as I'm concerned. But he's also the supernatural element that we need on our team to defend the team. From attacks.
Especially we have a disturbing weapon called the Trident of Lucifer.
Right, the Trident of Lucifer. You can't go wrong with that.
Don't let your kids play with that one.
So then I'm going to go into some more power, guys. I'm sorry. I needed some transportation. The the only way to get some transportation is you go with Obsidian.
Oh, nice. No. Oh,
Todd Rice, who we spoke about before, is the biological son of Alan Scott and Rose Canton, who's the villainous character named Thorn.
In the first Green Lantern.
Right. Raised in an abusive adopted home, Todd learned to cope with his surroundings and hone his powers. His powers being he can merge his body with his own shadow, giving him enhanced strength and vitality. He can fly. He can envelop enemies in darkness, showing them their true darkness. So it's kind of like a penance stare or the man thing kind of thing.
Right.
He can engulf the world in darkness and transport the whole world basically into the Shadowlands. So if he can transport the whole world...
Which is what's happening right now in America.
Right, yeah, basically. So if he can do that, he can easily transport the team from one section of darkness to another. So that to me says, that is my transporter. That is Obsidian. He's strong as hell.
I was going to say, not just a transporter. Right. Like.
So we have Power Girl, who's the power, the muscle. We have the supernatural powerhouse, Blue Devil. And then we have the powerful transporter, Obsidian. So I've got some strength here. But I need a wild card. And with that comes more strength. Lobo.
Oh, no. You're bringing the Zarnian into this?
Yes.
You bastard.
Lobo is an alien born on the utopian planet of Zarnia and works as an interstellar mercenary and bounty hunter. His powers are awesome. He is, and I hate to say it, and I know it's, I'm going to get some flack. He's stronger than Wolverine, guys. Right. He has superhuman senses, strength, speed, stamina, and durability. He has a healing factor, which is amazing.
Yeah, his healing factor is like Deadpool like level.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. He's immortal. He has a genius level intellect, which I
really
I found to be interesting because I guess he does. You know, he's a tactician. He puts things together. He's also a strategist. You know, as being a bounty hunter, you would have to be. He can grow a copy of himself, possessing all the skills and powers of himself out of every drop of blood that is spilled from his body.
He's just unkillable as well.
Right. So if my team gets in a spot of trouble, all he has to do is cut his hand, drip a few drops, form a few more Lobos, and we're good to go.
Yeah.
So that is my wild card to my wildly sweet Justice team. One alternative I have is Animal Man.
Oh, I like that.
Buddy Baker, who's a movie stuntman that was given animal-themed powers by aliens, because why not? He can mimic the abilities of any animal as a result of his encounter with a crashed alien spacecraft.
Once again, duh.
Yeah, so that is my team, the team called Sweet Justice.
I wonder if Animal Man or Blue Devil like ever like worked on a movie together, or if they like were competing for, you know...
Same role, same part.
True, yeah. That could be a cool story, like a... Like a buddy, almost like a buddy cop film type story with Blue Devil and Animal Man.
But goes wrong. Right. Real wrong.
Like, I always wondered, because like, they teamed up recently, Adam Strange and Hawkman.
Yeah.
And that's because their planet's always war and stuff, so that makes kind of sense.
Ren and Thanagar, yeah.
But I like that team up.
Yeah.
You know, you've got cool one team. Scientific mind, and you've got one bestial, you know, spiritual mind. And, you know, they're like fighting together. And I always like to pair... wild card, so to speak, together like that. I always think that would be cool.
What I like is, prior to this, when we came up with this episode idea for the Justice League Dream Teams, we said, let's, because we've done an X-Men one, and we had a couple overlaps, and we said, let's communicate ahead of time so we don't maybe have any overlaps. And the cool thing was, none of us had overlaps even on our first original teams, right?
No, because a couple of us, I think we changed our team a little bit.
Right. Matter of fact, I kind of like gave away one of my characters, which ended up becoming your alternate.
Right.
Animal Man. I actually dropped it from my team.
Yeah, when you mentioned Animal Man, I was like,
I dropped it from my team.
Well, I've got my team, but...
Right.
You know, I think I'll choose that. And Lobo was a last-minute bit of inspiration because I remembered him being in Legion, and I remember him being in Rebels, and they just recently put him in the Justice League.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I was like, well... He can be a team player.
Right.
And he is, if you read any of those, Rebels or Legion, he definitely is a wild card. So he can make for some fun moments, especially if, like, him and Blue Devil go someplace and do something stupid, and they're brought there by Obsidian, who's, like, trying to rein him in, you know, that kind of thing. I think it'd be fun. Or Power Girl has to step in between the two of them all the time.
So you just made me think of, like, team, like, unlikely pair-ups. In my team, Plastic Man... influencing Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Because Plastic Man's like, was a criminal to begin with, but he's a sweet, you know, he's actually really a sweet guy.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Marvel is this like sweet kid who's, you know, an orphan. He's seen some stuff. And just having the Plastic Man kind of like mentoring Captain Marvel, you know, this kid in the body of a god.
Kid, I'm going to take you under my wing.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
And what's cool is, like, you and I, for our alternates, I picked the Man of the Green, you picked the Man of the Red.
That's true. You picked Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing.
And I picked Animal Man. Yeah, so we have a tie together. Our teams do, actually.
Yes. Now, the last question we must ask, if we had a three-way fight between our teams, which one would win?
Well, obviously mine.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't know about that one. I might go with mine.
Would you go with yours?
You know, before this fool threw Lobo in, yeah.
Kevin, this is a trick question. You're supposed to stand by your team no matter what.
He's falling over my team.
had Lobo not been on this team, I would have said hell yes. I would have went with my team, but that's a problem.
Oh no, Lobo's one of those unkillable guys.
Lobo's a problem. Although I have Resurrection Man, who we just keep coming back.
Is my team can actually come out with some sweet justice.
And you know what my team does is Dr. Fate transports them all to another dimension to watch your teams fight as they hang out and have new god, sweet magic, justice, hot fuck action to the max, their new name for their new title of the book.
And it's just, they're the new watchers.
Although, quick questions.
They just watch other people fight.
Yeah, they like to watch. You guys,
could Dead Man take over Lobo's body or is Lobo mind too strong?
That's a tough one.
That's what I was thinking about right now.
I think, if you're looking at Lobo from the cartoon form, he certainly probably could take over Lobo's body. But I think Lobo killed his entire planet.
That's true.
And then I don't know a lot about Lobo, but isn't there something to do with like flying dolphins too, or like he has pet dolphins?
Yeah,
or
there's like a
space dolphin.
Yeah, there's like a space dolphin or two that fly with him from time to time.
Which is a little disturbing.
It's interesting, you know. After Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, dolphins were in, you know.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, that's gonna do it for our Dream Team episode of the Justice League of America.
Mm-hmm.
Please subscribe to our podcast.
Yes.
Subscribe to our YouTube. Go to our Facebook. Love us. Rate and review it.
iTunes.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Tell your friends.
Tweet.
Yeah. If you have friends who are in the comics, tell them about this comic podcast. If you have friends that aren't into comics and you're like, I want these people to listen to these guys talk, and they are going to get so into comics because these guys are so into comics, and they talk such bullshit, and they talk such weird shit.
We have such passion.
Yeah, passion. And creepy sexual references that they're going to get in.
We are passionate lovers.
Yeah. So,
wait, not with each other, though. Let's
leave it at that and keep it just dark.
Okay.
Keep it ambiguous. All right, so with that, I'm Jared.
I'm Kevin. And I'm Donald.
And we'll see you at the comic shop.
Like a cool name for a restaurant.
Buckets of shit. Jesus.
Come and get your buckets of shit.
That doesn't sound good to me. I don't think I'm